Did you have new dresses there? We used to. You had to have because you were growing so fast.
We grew our clothes.
And we started to school.
She bought out. She made our winter clothes too. Our school clothes. Everything.
Did you pass things down to one another?
Oh yeah.
She even
made bathing
suit. You made your bathing suit.
Pop was going to take us to the beach, but she made blue serge. And it had a skirt, and it had bloomers on it, and wow. It had braid.
Yep.
So them had a collar with it, but okay.
Yes, it did.
And
had sleeves, collar, and a little tight around the waist, and the skirt was full enough, and big bloomers under that.
Little short skirt,
exposure.
Layered.
You didn't need to worry about sunburn, did you?
I wish that some of these people going around with just a few strings on their head. Something like that.
Not exactly bikini. And we went to the beach across. Of course, you'd have to go on a ferry from Brunswick to St. Thomas.
Oh, yes.
And we were on the train to Jacksonville one time. They called it Pablo Beach.
Pablo Beach, then. Papa took us there. But then about that trip to St. Simon's, there was some person from the north there, some big, tall, lanky man I had never seen before, just, you know, northern visitor, I suppose. And he was sitting on a bench on the deck of the ship. It was one, you know, with benches up against the cabin, and you could sit down and on it. And this man was sitting there, and he was asleep. He had his hat kind of pulled down this way and was sleeping. And we were on the number of us were standing at the rail watching the dolphins. Oh, they were just jumping and playing. So this man was from in the Midwest and didn't know anything about oceans. And he awoke about the time, I guess we were squealing or something, saying, there he is or something. Anyway, he jumped up and said, there's a whale! There's a whale! And everybody on the boat just laughed at him.
Well, we didn't know any better. But
that's the only thing I remember about that.
Somebody told us it was a poor person. We didn't know the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew
their purposes. No, Papa liked to go with you. He didn't get there, Papa, but he had to go. He'd go to Baltimore.
Mama
wanted to buy goods for the store. Mm-hmm. To Baltimore.
Baltimore Bargain House. Bargain House. That's the name of it.
Baltimore
Bargain. Go on the trail.
It became Butler Brothers. In years and lasted a long time.
Yeah, they were going until not too many years ago. Same company.
Yeah, it's an old company. And he had a store full of goods, I'm telling you.
You got one of those pictures showing it in the.
I do. Store. When did the first of the ancestors come over to South Georgia here?
Well, Grandpa. Great-grandfather White came, let me think a minute, after the War of 1812 and before 1820, I think. Maybe 1824. That comes to me, along in those years. Mm-hmm. He and his wife, and I don't know who else, came over to South Georgia, and I never have learned exactly why. I think there was some land granted, but I don't think it was in Georgia. I believe, if I am not mistaken, his land was given in, you know, for service.
Yes.
Servicemen.
I think either you or Gladys told me it was down in North
it
or
was,
in Ohio.
I think it was, I believe, in it.
And
then
he sold it.
He did. He did. He, because they came with their, I don't know whether they had a horse, mule, or ox cart, but they packed up what they had and came over here. And they were on the way to Florida.